This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
The only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Joy's Breakfast Show with the Murphys.
This morning, Wedden's debate coming up real soon.
Oh, isn't it? Can't you feel it's going to be a cracker today?
Yes, it will be. Now, there's a story this morning that we need to talk about because it's quite disturbing, but funny at the same time.
I'm not sure that we're really the right people to deal with this today.
When it comes to marriage proposals...
the way we've come out the gates.
Most people want their marriage proposals to be incredibly memorable, yeah?
Yes.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why would you ask me?
People.
I wouldn't care. They could throw a ring at me through a window. Yes.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so
you know, like most people want to do the whole bit, get down on the knee, propose, give the ring, do all that, capture the moment, whatever.
Oh, my God.
This guy's taken it to a whole new level.
I've just seen what's going on.
Because he's a young dairy farmer, and he used one of his cows to help him propose. Now, I know where your mind's gone to. It's not that grotesque, but it's weird.
It's not okay.
It's weird. He actually put the engagement ring for the proposal on the udder.
Yep. On the other. I think we've found the thing that would put me off. Yeah. I think we've just located.
Well, we have to put it on our Facebook page at the Murphys Radio.
I'm just going to do that now.
It actually looks like your chunky finger. Doesn't it? Looks like your old cougar finger there.
I've never been told I've got chunky, clunky fingers before in my life.
But people are sending messages to them. He got flooded with messages.
I've got fingers.
Yeah, well, have a look at them.
Fingers.
Well, they've grown a lot. They used to be pig trotters
and hairy.
Of the Wizard of Oz, evidence has been dug up that suggests that behind the scenes of this children's fantasy were some very bizarre secrets. And it was the midgets who played the munchkins whose antics amazed them most. Tales of drunken orgies, pimps, hookers, offensive language and all-night parties taking place during the filming of Oz have now come to the surface. Joining me now is one of the munchkins from the movie who goes by the name of Charlie. Charlie, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Nice to meet you, darling. You know I can see right up your skirt from this angle.
Charlie, you were a star of this historic movie. Can you confirm these rumours of all-night orgies and hookers?
Well, you know what they say, Lizzie. A hooker a day keeps the doctor away, and this face eats five.
And what about the reports of bad behaviour and offensive language on set?
Well, Lizzie, I must say, I wasn't there when that went on. I was at the doctor's with itchy nuts. I said to the doctor, "Why have I got itchy nuts?" He got out the scissors and all I heard was snip, snip, snip. I looked at the doctor and he said, "Next time, trim the top of your own boots."
You are a very rude munchkin, Charlie. That's it. Our interview is over.
Hey, Lizzie, how many naked Dorothys does it take to change a light globe?
Hey, how's your old mate, Dan?
Here we go. Don't start on Dan. He's had a rough day yesterday, hasn't
rough
he?
Rough day yesterday, Dan Andrews. Corruption revelations, Dan. The whole thing. Dan. And you said that when you saw him on the news going through his... it was a difficult day for the man.
Listen, there's lots I'm happening shallow in the as an party. Ashtray, I admit. There's been two times in my life that I've found Daniel Andrews really attractive.
And is that when he's both
he's
angry?
One of them was during times? Coronavirus and he was being so
forthright. We're going to do this.
Bossy. And yesterday when he cracked it. But then I've read more about it and I'm like, Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan, I'm a fan, man. But... Oh, Dan.
There you go.
That was so lengthy.
Did you know that? That was a fun fact.
There were a lot of words in there. And this one said, here's a fun fact. The three of you are bloody hilarious this morning. Friday Funnies. Thank you. Are having a beautiful time in here. What a warm up to the weekend.
I know. Fun facts. If you want to join us, send in your fun facts about... Facts about, geez, if you slip that one out wrong, that can come out really bad. To 0427 249 honorandjoy.org.au. You've got to go to a song. Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, and we've got it together now.
We've settled down.
33 minutes.
I feel like I had Mexican laughing beans.
It sounded like you did too. Now, Harry and Meghan are back in the papers big time at the moment. There's a, you know, obviously they went to LA and left. They left the UK to go to LA to escape all the press and publicity. And
well, they're never going to do that.
And it's just going to be crazy Meghan. For them. And we've been able to find
out. Well, they've had a few problems too because they wanted to launch a charity.
Yeah.
And
that's gone belly up at the moment.
It hasn't gone very well.
No. Here's what's happening over there in LA.
Harry, oh, Harry, where are you, my prince?
I'm in here, darling, in the West Wing, in the spa bath.
What are you doing in here, Harry?
Oh, Mumu, I need to de-stress and nothing takes the edge off like bubbles.
What is the problem, my little sixth in line to the throne?
Sweetie, well, first of all, that crazy old showgirl, Liza Minnelli, told the world she'd never heard of me before. Made me look like a complete liar.
Oh, no.
I've met her before. My granny used to tell me stories about her. You know, her marrying that flamboyantly gay man, Peter Allen, and her multiple stints at the Betty Ford Clinic. I know her. I'm 100% sure our paths have crossed before.
Oh, Harry, don't let some Broadway broad ruin your day. The LA press will forget all about it by tomorrow.
No, cupcakes, they've already forgotten about it. They're now making fun of us because our charity Archwell's trademark has been rejected.
Why, goddammit, why?
Apparently, our application is too vague. We'd like to have more details about what the charity actually does.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's why I'm so stressed over my little honeysuckle. Oh. I don't know what the charity will actually do. I mean, I've never had to come up with a reason to be involved with a charity before. Someone's always done that for me. I just don't know what it'll do.
Oh, Jesus, Harry, what did you think I was going to do?
Oh, kitten, don't get mad. I'm just so used to turning up and cutting ribbons and somehow that action actually creates money and along the very long line of people that need to get paid, somewhere deep down the food chain, the money will somehow help somebody in need.
Oh, don't freak out, my fresh prince from Bel-Air. Why don't you just ring Grandma and ask her what to do?
Oh, God, no, Megsy. I'm still in the doghouse with the corgis with Her Majesty.
Shit, Harry. Not because of the book.
Darling, because of the book.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
On the news front this morning, cold snowball fights will still be allowed in Victoria ski fields this winter.
Yay!
Which is great news, isn't it?
It is good.
Because sometimes I'd like to smack a snowball in your face in the morning. You know, wake you up a little bit. Not to hurt you. Just to wake you up.
Wake me up.
Yep.
I don't think I'm the one that has problems with the morning stuff.
Areas of tobogganing and snow play will be delayed a little to the middle of July, though. That's the thing.
Why?
I don't know. Touchy-feely stuff.
It's very weird, the things that are and aren't allowed.
I know. You know, you can't toboggan, but you can go to a brothel, apparently. Anyway, on other news this morning, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called in the Defence Force Chief to run the nation's quarantine system. She's not happy at all. Ms Ardern has basically said, unacceptable failure of the system. Yesterday, as two Kiwis were allowed to leave their mandatory isolation without being tested for coronavirus, only later to test positive. So all that good work that they did, couple of the team members let the team down. She's cranky as all get out.
And you know, like, she's just, even when she'd be really cranky, she'd still do it in that nice, soft, smiley way that she does everything. Like, you would know, being in that health department, that she was really disappointed.
Yeah, and she'd look at you with those eyes.
And she'd want you to go away and think about what you've done.
Yeah.
And you would go home and question everything about your life.
Yes, you would.
You know?
You would. Over this side of town, we've got our lovely premier, Daniel Andrews. A cross-border coronavirus war of words erupted as Victoria's daily infections surged beyond 20 for the first time in a month. Premier Daniel Andrews drew heated reaction after yesterday questioning why anyone would want to go to South Australia. I don't want to be offensive, he says, to South Australians.
I don't
want to
be offensive. You always know someone's going to be offensive
when they say that. But why would you want to go there, he says. Holiday here. Go skiing, go to the wine country, go to the beach.
Yeah, see, no, look, there's a lot of kerfuffle going on in that Labour Party at the moment, yes. Isn't it? And I decided I needed to write another poem.
Oh, a poem. Hang on. Do we need some music?
To Dan. Here we go. Dear Dan. You were our man. And you still are, fella. But what the hella? You've lost control. Like a slippery bowl on a clean plate. And it's not great, mate. Now I know you're stressed and less than impressed with your dodgy few tainting the rest of your crew. But starting a fight to take focus from your plot is not okay. So say sorry, SA. We love you. Even though you're 30 minutes and 30 years behind us. Love, Victoria.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Good on you, Alice Murphy. You heard it here first on Joy 94.9. We're talking about what are you proud of?
Yeah, what have you done lately to make you feel
the wins.
Proud?
Dane sent through a message saying, I'm proud that I only had 2 major meltdowns during
COVID-19. Oh, my God. That's
good
amazing.
On you. That's good. I had about 35
You've
of them.
You've had a lot. Yeah. I must say. I've had a couple, but you...
Yeah, I've had some major ones.
Wow.
Chris also said, I'm proud that I was able to save my business from the complete disaster during this pandemic.
That's
good
amazing.
On you.
I think that we need to start giving the clap out.
Okay.
Yes. Sure, there you go. Oh, I love the clap. It makes me feel happy. Mason, I launched a business during COVID and I'm proud. Amazing. Well done. Theo said, I gave up drinking alcohol and I feel amazing. A month down. That's very good, Theo. And Abel says, I'm proud that I have bounced back from a horrible breakup and now feel happy again.
Good on you guys. 0427JOY949. Honourofjoy.org.au. If you want to send through, what have you been proud of? Come on, celebrate the wins.
Yes.
People, do it now.
Do it now.
On Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.